Robot or not?
Robot or not?
In Big Hero 6, the main character's brother makes a robot named Baymax, whose job it is to inflate and diagnose people's health. Is Baymax a robot?
I think people kept suggesting this one because at the pivotal scenes at the end, there's like a bunch of like look like mini discs
they
that
pull,
you can
they,
put in.
They pull. Well, it's, so there's two things. So yeah, he has some programming discs that they can insert that change his programming to a certain degree, and then at the end, spoilers for Big Hero 6, they pull a bunch of stuff. He pulls some stuff out of himself. The implication is that's his, you know, a copy of his personality, and he's offloading the backup because the hardware is not going to survive. And I know that's something we've talked about, is the, you know, how, you know, can you be backed up or not, versus just kind of moving from one body to another, and when does that cross over from being a robot to being a computer?
I've seen Big Hero 6 several times, but not recently. So my knowledge may be slightly off here, but I think the reason people think this up is because they think the discs are Baymax. Like that disc they insert, that's Baymax, right? And I don't think so. I think Baymax is that guy who is a robot made by his older brother. I think that is Baymax, and those discs are merely, like you said, personality adjustments, so to speak.
Yeah. When he turns all red and gets all like angry, that's like a different program running on Baymax. It's not Baymax. It's just a modification to his settings almost.
Right. It's like when Superman gets real mad and flicks a peanut at a beer glass and shatters it, based on my fuzzy memories of old Superman movies,
sure.
Right? He's still Superman.
Still Superman.
Right? There's ample establishment for any type of thing, especially in movies, being affected by something else. All right, so what I'm getting at is that the reason Baymax is like, oh, you know, it's not like my body's going to die, save my intelligence. He identifies with the body that is him, and he's just basically, it's more like, pass on what I have learned, but I'm going to be dead because I am this body, because I am a robot. So I think Baymax is a robot merely with adjustable parameters, and even if you could like put in a disc like with medical information, so now he knows more stuff or whatever, Baymax is that thing.
I don't think he's relocatable. Even if the disc that he has at the end is a dump of his brain, what's interesting about that movie is that after he gives the dump on the brain, he does stuff, right? He continues to function and sacrifices himself. So even if they, at the end of the movie, restore Baymax's backup, that's a backup of Baymax before he sacrificed himself and in a new robot body. Which I think that's in the spirit of it, of him being a robot, is that it's not like we took his brain out and walked away with it. We got a backup copy of his brain because he's a robot. He gets to do that. Yay. But the Baymax in the robot body is still sacrificing himself to save the people at the end of that movie.
And if you were to put that backup in another thing, that thing would come to, presumably because it's the same as him, come to identify with the body that you put it into. And if you were to say, okay, now we're going to crush you, but don't worry, right before we crush you, we'll make a backup of you, it'd be like, wait, no, don't crush me. Oh, no, yeah. You have a backup. It's like, no, I'm me. I'm this. Don't crush, you know.
Well,
so
that's like Star
that
Trek transporters. If you believe that the Star Trek transporters work by mapping all the molecules in your body and then transmitting that via communication mechanism to a machine that can make new molecules in that same arrangement, the last part of that process is that it rips up all the molecules that were your body, and therefore the transporter kills you every time, and then a copy of you appears somewhere else. And there's a very similar kind of concept, is if we crush Baymax's body, but we took his hard drive and put it in another, or we copy his hard drive and we put the copy in another computer, the original is still getting crushed.
Yeah, I don't even think it's like the transporter, because I think that the new thing wouldn't have all the memories of Baymax. It would just have his, it would basically be like a newly born Baymax.
Maybe it's like a diff. Maybe it's like, you know, here are the changes that the Baymax system has had since it was originated. So, you know, integrate these changes or something.
I think it's more like just like the learning program. Like, because I really feel like if you took that disc out and put in a new thing, it wouldn't be like, oh, I remember that last climactic scene of the movie. You know, it would be like Baymax at the beginning of the movie, where like, I am Baymax. I am programmed to whatever. And it would learn and have new experiences, stuff like that. Star Wars Transporter, my favorite thing about that is it's the ultimate hidden anti-religion sentiment, because even, you know, setting aside the you've just been killed and reconstructed type thing, it's like, if we can if we can take stock of what you are, destroy all the molecules, send the info somewhere over, like, you know, telephone wires, essentially, or wireless, and then have them reassemble you elsewhere, that doesn't really leave much room for the quote-unquote soul, does it? Because where does that go?
Yeah. I think that was implicit in Gene Roddenberry's
concept. I think it was over most people's heads, because they just be like, oh, it's a transporter that saves us budget for the landing, special effects of landing ship. Like, that is the primary use, but there's other implications.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. I assume they're going to do a sequel to Big Hero 6. I like that movie a lot, but it is interesting to think of it as sort of Baymax Mark II, not... when we talked about K-9, we talked about this too. Like, there have been various K-9s on Doctor Who, and they get blown up. And it's not like... I mean, they don't address it, but, you know, I assume that K-9 Mark II may even know all the things that K-9 Mark I did. But it's not K-9 Mark I. It's the new K-9. And this is a new Baymax that they build at the end.
Right. I mean, know what the other Baymax did, but doesn't feel like that it did it. Although Baymax, I still say they could change that. They could decide that Baymax is a transferable AI and have, like, the sequel, because you can do things in sequels.
Yeah.
Like, the sequel just have, like, everything is a Baymax. Baymax is the toaster. Baymax is this. Baymax, you know, whatever.
Items that inflate are Baymax.
Right. But for now, I'm going to say Baymax is a robot.
Okay. Beam us up. No, don't. No.
Robot.